Bring you the story now of five Newry businessmen and their tussle with the law. The traders found themselves facing court action from the planning service. What had they done? Well, they put up a temporary sign promoting their part of the town. They've launched a social media campaign. They've brought their plea to us here at the Nolan Show. Declan McChesney? Is it McChesney or McChesney, Declan?
McChesney.
Morning to you, Declan.
Good morning to you, Mr. Nolan.
Tell us what happened here.
Well, I suppose I'll go back to January. There was an environmental improvement scheme took place on the Hill Street, Monaghan Street area of Newry. It started in January, and I have to say, whilst it was a great idea, its application was absolutely disastrous for the area. The two streets were dug up. They were bordered off with huge chain-link fences, and business became practically impossible to contain at any proper level. So this lasted right through to June, and my business, I'm 140 years on Hill Street. I'm third generation there. And we found we were doing figures way back as far as the 1980s. And we just, when the work was complete, myself and the Mick and David Downey of SuperValue, Jared Rice of Around a Pound, and Jack Murphy of Jack Murphy Jewelers, all big employers in the centre of the town, put up a banner across from my building to SuperValue, welcoming people back into Hill Street, because we had celebration to show, because we had the 12th in Newry, we had Jedward in Newry, we had a big Santa Claus race in Newry, and we wanted people to see that we were back, we were there.
What did the banner say, Declan?
Pardon me?
What did the banner say?
Welcome back to Hill Street.
That's all?
That is all. You know, it was about 40 feet up in the air, about half a metre in width, completely out of the way. And it just was, as I say, a celebration of our street being back.
Welcome back to Hill Street. And the Department of Environment came after you.
We received a letter from planning telling us that as there was no planning, this sign had to come down. And let's be correct with this, Mr. Nolan, that we were breaking the law in a sense, but morally we were trying to maintain the jobs and re-advertise the street. It was not some garish sign creating a problem. It was a very simple and direct advertisement.
Well, and clearly the planning department have got so much time and have got so much spare resource. There's no type of pressure in the planning department whatsoever to be processing people's planning applications. So that's so much time that, yeah, you lot were breaking the law. And so that's so much time and resource to come after you. What did they do?
Well, you know, you might say that, but I would say to you, I run a business. Anybody who runs a business needs to know what's happening at the bottom and what's happening at the top. And whether it was just a little bit of water cooler politic or pen pusher's delight, they decided they wanted to do this, but they seemed not to know that upper management didn't want this done. And what happened was, when I received the summons on Thursday evening...
You got a summons?
Oh, yes, we received a summons on Thursday afternoon to appear in court on the 19th of March. And I...
Well, here's a... Sorry to interrupt.
Yes.
Sorry, Declan, but this is a perfect example of what people have been calling us about over recent weeks. So we have a situation in Northern Ireland where there are some people illegally blocking roads. We have a situation in Northern Ireland where there are people battering the police and getting away with it, not being arrested, not being charged. You put up a sign, welcome back to Hill Street, and there's a summons on your doormat.
Us five guys who employ in the region of 200 people because of the various businesses that the guys own, we were summoned to court on the 19th of March. And I was very, very, very upset about this, because I don't run around breaking the law willy-nilly. I'm in business to do business. And on Thursday night, I was sitting at home here, quite annoyed. So I just put a message up on Facebook, help, help, help. Jack Murphy, Declan McChesney, Jared Rice, Mick and David Downey, I've received a summons to court. Please help us by sharing this and like it if you agree that it's awful. I went to bed. I got up the next morning. I couldn't believe it. Even at 2:15 in the morning, my daughter put something up on Facebook saying how proud she was of us. There was over 400 Facebook messages and about 60 or 70 likes. There was two new Facebook pages opened in support of us. And for us, it was wonderful, as I would say to you, that digital media, social media, is a young people thing, that the young people were very proud of their Hill Street, very proud of their Newry, and very upset that people who were trying to do a job, who were paying tax, VAT, wages, PAYE, were getting harassed by government.
Let's speak to the Environment Minister, Alex Atwood.
Just before you go, I would like to say that what happened was at lunchtime, Minister Atwood phoned me personally and told me that the summonses were being withdrawn. And I would say to you that it shows me that there is an ear, a working ear, and a good ear in government, that government have the ability to do the right thing when they have to. Minister Atwood did that.
Let's speak to the Minister. Morning to you, Minister.
Good morning, Declan.
Morning.
Good morning,
Minister.
What's going on here, Minister? Are you embarrassed by this?
Yes. You know, this is just should have been a straightforward, common sense call that Hill Street, after the disruption, but also the opportunity that the public realm scheme has created, people should have been had a commonsensical approach that if it was a banner up and it wasn't going to be there permanently, then the planning service should have just noted it and moved on. And that's why when I got a note of this early on Friday morning, as Declan's indicated, I told planners that that wasn't what we should spend our time doing. We should spend our time. I have to make this very clear. Stephen, we should be spending our time going after the worst offenders, be it environmental crime or be it planning law breaches. That's what we should be doing. But we shouldn't be going after traders in Hill Street and Newry, or for that matter, the retailers and publicans in Belfast who had signs in their windows, where last week they were also told that there would be no action taken, given that letters were served on them in the first week in January. So I think this is a situation where common sense should have prevailed. And indeed, on Friday afternoon, when my senior planners were meeting with all our divisional offices, I told my senior planners to tell the local planners, show common sense.
But you wonder, Minister, what the culture is like within the planning service if this is what they are doing, if this is what they are minded to do. You look at five local businessmen in this current climate. Every man, woman and child knows that business is finding it very, very difficult to survive. These businessmen put up a sign saying, welcome back to the Hill Street. And I understand you intervened, Alex. But it's not the first time this has happened. And the culture within the planning department seems to be to come after people like this.
Well, let's look at the culture of the planning department. Two-thirds of the very significant planning applications known as Article 31s, ones with big economic impact, two-thirds of those that I inherited 18 months ago have now been concluded. The turnaround time for minor, major and intermediate planning applications is now all better than the target. We are getting renewable applications, Ireland's biggest economic opportunity. We're getting them out the door like we never did before. Have we more corners to turn in terms of the practice and culture of planning? Yes, we do. Does this demonstrate that at a local divisional planning level, people should demonstrate, should show more common sense rather than go through the processes that end up with an embarrassing story that Declan and his colleagues have to complain about being served with a summons due to be heard in the local court in March? Do we have corners to turn? Yes, but where we were 18 months ago, Stephen, I think the planning service has demonstrated more and more being fit for service, even though hard cases and other examples demonstrate that we've more to learn, more to do.
All right. Well, look, it all came good in the end for Declan and his businessmen. And Minister, thank you very much indeed. Thank you, sir.